Sean, I'm going to need your help introducing our next guest here for the sake of not butchering last names, which is an absolute shame coming from an Italian such as myself. But go ahead there, Sean.
Yes, Vinny Corelli. He's a longtime coach here in Lorain County. Stops at Avon Lake, Elyria Catholic, now currently with the Amherst Comets. So he knows our area very well.
Yeah.
I think you've actually been on this show in multiple hats. I think you might be one of the few coaches that have come here as a coach in different ways. So that's awesome, too.
So, I was also an assistant at Ridgeville for 5 years. I've hit them all.
You know it. Although, most famously, like in movie theaters, Lakewood, you know, I love to talk about Pin, the documentary movie that he was in. You were there at Lakewood, what, 2 decades? 18 years. So, they made a fantastic movie. I happened to be covering the groups that were being Lakewood and St. Edward that were being filmed for this documentary that year. I think it was only my second or third year on the beat. It was really early. It was like 2006, 2007?
2005. They covered us, and the movie came out in 10, yeah, 9 so, or 10.
But it's just it's a must-see documentary. If you want to see something really cool as far as local guys, that's definitely one to watch.
Yeah, it was a good one. They did a good job.
Yeah. So,
Did you guys fire Tom Evans this year? What?
Well, that might be a better question for Jared.
I would have fired him too.
No. I think you guys had some good jokes last year.
Yeah, we always had fun with Tom.
But just another great as far as preseason goes. The outlook looks really, really strong for Amherst. I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 district qualifiers returning, something like that. I mean, that's got to be nice to have, almost half the lineup back who know what it takes to get to that next level and get through the district qualifier. And you're obviously hoping at this point some of those guys step it up and get to the state this year.
Yeah, we got six that were coming back, and then one kid, with the COVID is not going to be returning. Okay. So we're down to five returning district qualifiers, but even having five is a good amount. And we got some good leadership in the room, and we're excited. We got nine freshmen coming in this year. 5 to 7 of them are going to be battling for a spot on the varsity, and we're pretty excited about our freshman class, along with the kids who've been there, and those kids who've been there are just getting better and better, which helps us. We're excited. We're going to probably fill every weight this year, which will be good. We'll have a good mix of everything in there.
We've been asking everybody about this pandemic, the coronavirus. You guys are part of the Southwestern Conference. They were one of the first, I think, to kind of say we're going to hold off on the start. But it's only a couple days for wrestling.
Yeah.
I think you guys are supposed to start this weekend, but they're holding off to Monday to make a decision from that point. Hopefully they'll let you guys get going or whatever. But, there's so many things that are frustrating to deal with as a coach. This has just got to be
this is definitely our for me 22 years as a head coach, our most challenging year, but we're all learning and we're growing and we're figuring it out, and our thing this year is our motto is just you just got to roll with it. We have no control over it. We just got to roll with it and take things day by day. And today when we left practice, we were just like, we're practicing tomorrow, so until you hear it different, be ready to go. The superintendents are meeting every Thursday, I guess, and then they're going to have a decision probably at the end of the week if we're going to prolong any more or get started.
Well, we mentioned some of those district qualifiers. Let's go ahead and talk about them specifically. Obviously, the one I kind of have talked to you about last year, which was really impressive, was Lavelle Gibson. You kind of let me know. I was like, who is this kid? Because his sophomore year, he didn't wrestle because he was injured. He's a football player, and he got injured. And he comes out, and he wins the Cobos Insurance Classic Championship, beat some good guys. And I was like, wow, this guy just came out of nowhere. But he really had a fantastic junior season, district qualifier. Was really close to making the state, I think.
Yeah, I think he was one match away. And, we're real excited about Lavelle. He probably won 3 or 4 tournaments for us. Actually, won the sectional.
Yeah, he was.
Came across some tough competition at the district. And we've been talking, and we talked a little bit at the end of last year. He was just missing that year, kind of kind of made a little bit of a difference offensively. We just, you know, we're a little more nervous to get things going, and we tried to just preach offense. And at the end of the year, it started happening for him. And this year, that's the same thing we've been talking about. No one's going to stop you if you go to get your offense going. Just, we got to keep offense. So we think we got him in the right frame of mind. We're getting there, and you know, we'll see what the season brings. You know, I think he's in good shape to make it down to the state. If we're offensive, there's no doubt we'll be there in my mind.
And who, you know, obviously he kind of mentioned Noah Mendez was the guy that got him wrestling, and that's one of your return district qualifiers.
Yeah.
And
Noah's back, little banged up right now, you know, but I'd rather be banged up now than you know, at the end of the year. He's ready to go. We're right close to weight with him, where he wants to go. You know, he's been busting butt in the wrestling room as well. He's on pace to you know, have a great season again. And hopefully, you know, we can get him down there too. You know, I wouldn't count him out.
Who are some of the other guys then that you kind of are really kind of expecting to? Younger guys to lean on this year for
yeah, we got a couple of three juniors who are really who started for us last year. One was the district qualifier, Nick Jackson, at 182. We're still kind of seeing where he's going to be, 82-95. And Zach Macheski, he was an alternate last year for the district. He'll probably be our 38 this year. Right now he's quarantined. He was someone, so he had a, you know, he was just out for about a week and a half, but he'll be back this week. We're ready to get him going. You know, he's Noah's drill partner, so those two, you know, when they're together, you know, they work really hard in the room, so we're hoping for Zach to improve on what he did last year. Aiden Santiago, another junior, he was about 500 last year. We're hoping, you know, he could turn that corner this year. We got a good sophomore class. Two of those guys were district qualifiers. Eli Mendez, Noah's little brother, and Bishop Friesen, both freshmen last year that made it to the districts. So, you know, if we can improve on that, we'll be in good shape with them. And then we got nine freshmen this year, all of which were in their conference championship match last year in the middle school. Two of the kids, the Auville twins, I'm sure you probably know their dad. He coached wrestling for a long time, Todd, and football. And they were both state qualifiers, at the middle school state qualifiers. But that whole freshman class is tough. I mean, these kids come in, they're right on pace. Like, we don't have to stop and teach. And, you know, we're already just fine-tuning with those guys, which is exactly what we want to do when you come in. You know, we got a great middle school guy down there. Him and John Limpert and Benny Matos do a great job down there for us, getting these guys ready. You know, and they're stepping. We're going to have half of those kids probably step in the lineup this year, maybe more than half.
Wow. Sounds like you guys are in great shape over there with the Amherst Wrestling Program.
We like to think so, you know, just see how the year shakes out, you know.
Well, if and when this crazy wrestling season gets underway, we wish you the best of luck, Coach Gurriel.
Thank you so much
for stopping by this evening. We appreciate the time. And, yeah, best of luck to you guys this season.
Thanks, and thank you guys for what you do. You know, you guys do a great job covering sports. The Brew Kettle, Chris Russo, he was a two-time runner-up for Amherst, and Dave Fennick and Kobos, all them guys who do the sponsoring. Just great that those guys do that, and it's perfect for the sport. We need that. So I appreciate you guys doing
it. Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks,
again.
Guys.
Yep.